Whether you're in search of a great new bottle of wine or you want a rundown of the best brunch spots in the area, Mike and Stu have the answer. With a combined half century in the industry, they bring their wealth of experience to bring you the latest trends, expert opinions, and interviews with people in the know. They are the dynamic duo of dining.
Oh, it's a wine and food show, Stu.
It's a food and wine show, trust me.
Look right here, it's Sip and Chew. It's wine and food.
Because Chew rhymes with Stew, that's the only reason.
Oh, you glorified fry cook.
Yeah, grape killer.
Now it's time to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu on FM Talk 106.5.
Yeah, how about
yeah,
turning
the
one?
I turned the microphones on.
Y'all should have been watching on Facebook. Mike and I had the wave going.
What was that? I saw something out of the corner of your eye. I thought Mike was going to get up and leave, and then
well,
I see
we're doing the wave. You get up, and then he sat down, man.
And then you sat down.
We got to do the wave.
We got to do the wave.
Should have used that orange over there like a beach ball, too.
A two-person wave?
Yeah.
Well, are you going by weight or just how many heads are sitting over
there? Oh, I see. Okay.
It's at least a four-person, isn't it, Mike?
Hey, the funniest wave I've ever seen, it's been years ago when the wave was a big deal, was at a golf on TV at a golf match.
Yeah.
And it was a silent wave and everybody in the audience was doing a wave. That was a long time ago. But it was pretty funny.
It would make golf interesting for a minute.
It would. It'd make it interesting if they allowed them to cheer.
I could get into a Happy Gilmore style golf.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. But good morning, Stu, and good morning,
hey,
Charlie.
Good
How are y'all
morning.
Doing?
Howdy, howdy. Yeah.
How y'all doing? Y'all doing all right this morning?
We survived that tropical depression that was supposed to hit us this weekend.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, well, there's a thing out in the central Gulf that's headed toward Texas or Mexico.
If we could just get a little rain.
Just a little.
Break some of this heat.
August was late getting here. It didn't get here till September. I mean, that's what we've been having the last 3 weeks is September.
Mm-hmm.
July just didn't want to go. So it kept raining. So usually August is it's 95 degrees and no rain the entire month.
Yeah.
But we made it to September.
My guess is we're going to.
You want to step off and get that?
In about 2 weeks, I think we're going to see more seasonable weather. I hope.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
You know, mid-October is when spring starts around here, according to Bill Finch, and he's the expert.
He is the expert. So he's been pretty right.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much right.
Yeah.
All the time. So.
Yeah. The calendar doesn't mean jack. Follow the almanac.
What you got on your arm there, buddy?
You joined a cult? That says Owa.
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 Hey, where exactly is Owa? Because
exactly
I want to go down.
Exactly in Foley.
Well, I mean, if you go down 59.
You'll never see it. It's not on 59.
It's at the corner of Beach Express and 20.
Okay. That's what I meant.
Yeah. It's rural Foley. As if there's an urban Foley.
Did you go last night?
Yesterday, yeah.
And who did you see? Was it one of those legend groups?
We went to ride amusement park rides.
Oh, okay. I thought you went to the show.
There was a show.
Did you eat anywhere over there?
We ate at Bucky's on the way back.
Oh, okay.
We ate at Ed's on the way there.
We did
the breakfast on the bay.
How did you like Bucky's?
That's cool.
It's certainly a different business plan.
It is absolutely cool.
You know, it's great and it blows you away and it is exactly what it should be.
It is a slice of Texas wherever it is. It's supposed to be. If they had one Alabama product, I wouldn't want to go again. You're supposed to be in Texas when you enter the
parking
lot.
If I wanted Texas stuff, I'd go to Texas.
Well, we were in California, and if we'd have went by a place called Lower Alabama, you'd have had to go in and you'd have spent money there.
Wow.
If they'd have had Conecuh sausage or Wickles pickles,
if people from Oklahoma
been all over it.
If people from Oklahoma and Kansas and Texas, why they want to come from Texas and buy more Texas stuff, they usually want to buy local things that are local honeys and local jams and
the
local.
The sad thing is, most Americans don't want anything
and
local
here's
when
the thing.
They go on trip. They want to eat at Shoney's. They want to eat at Applebee's. In every town they go to, they want to try the Ruby Tuesdays.
Careful, Stu. You're getting into my favorite places.
At all the other truck stops and all that, where Perdido Vineyard Wines is sold at, it sells out.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That's because it's tourists buying it, especially down at Oasis.
Yeah, but we played tourists yesterday in our own backyard. And so the last thing I wanted to do was walk in and see a bunch of stuff that I see everywhere.
Well, did you see, did you walk around the village a little bit, or, you know, where they got all the retail shops and all
we
that?
We saw them.
All right, a friend of mine is opening a wine shop in there.
There you go.
Called C'est la vin.
C'est la vin.
C'est la vin. That means wines.
Sell some wines.
C'est la vie, c'est la guerre, and c'est la vie. Vin.
C'est la vin. C'est la vin.
C'est la vin, huh?
And it's going to be a great wine shop because his daughter, he loves wine, but his daughter knows far more than I've ever known about wine.
And that's impressive.
She's going to do great.
Because you know a lot about wine.
I know a lot about
Intimately.
Wine.
Intimately.
I'm no sommelier, but I drink wine and I know things. Yep. And just like my Facebook page says.
I still have a question about that.
Which about his Facebook page?
No, no, no. I don't care about his Facebook page. Well, I didn't mean to say that.
Oh, Mike looks hurt.
No, go ahead.
No, and we talked about this once before, but your opinion about those needle things that you can shoot into a cork and then pour through the needle and then take it back
out
and
reseal. Well, some of those things, I've seen some of them blow up bottles. Because some bottles are so cheap. Wineries can spend a good bit on bottles, but some of them are so thin and so cheap. I've seen them blow up bottles instead of push the cork out, especially those synthetic corks.
Well, it doesn't pull the cork out. It makes a hole in the middle of the cork.
Yeah, but that creates
pressure.
Well, he's talking about it's you use the syringe part to pull the wine out.
And no, it's creating pressure that sucks it in. It creates a vacuum.
You push the thing through, and it doesn't have a plunger in it. What it does is that you can tip the bottle over, and there's a little – the other end of that inserted thing is a little spout that you can pour. Yeah, pour spout.
Huh.
We're going to have to get one so we can talk about it.
Well, I've seen all kind of things. That I saw something the other day at the new
I think you
Safari
should be able
restaurant.
To just push the cork back in the bottle.
Greg Butchmill is who's well known in the restaurant industry, especially over in the Orange Beach Gulf Shores area. He's running the Safari restaurant there at Gulf Shores Zoo. You know, the little zoo that could at their new zoo.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome, beautiful place.
Nice.
But I saw something look like little spout pours, and that might be what you're talking about. But I don't think, you know, it's got to really seal real well to keep the wine from turning and getting oxidized. Oxygen can be the wine's friend, but it can be its enemy too.
Well, that's the same. Whenever you see brown fruit, and people, that's bad. No, it's not. It's just come in contact with apple with oxygen.
Mm-hmm.
Apple's a classic example. Avocado, mango. There's nothing at all wrong with them. It's just for the first time in that fruit's life, it is exposed to oxygen in a gaseous form.
Right.
And it changes the color. That's it.
But is it just me? Does that happen more quickly than it used to?
No.
Seems like it.
No.
I mean, I can cut up
minutes.
An apple, and before I can eat it, it's already turning brown.
It's always been like that.
Okay.
The thing to do is to cut it, drop it into water with a little bit of lemon juice in it, and it won't brown.
Ooh, okay.
Or just plain water, but the lemon juice, the acidity helps.
People use brown bananas to make all kind of bread.
Now, that's another thing.
Bananas are not fully ripe until the skin is completely black. If there is any yellow showing, you're eating an underripe banana. There's no nutrition value. It's not fully reached until the skin is completely black. The flavor is not developed until it's completely black.
Yeah, but the fruit is all mushy.
Yeah, it's the texture of pudding, but that's when it's at its best.
Okay.
And that's when you peel it gently, wrap it in cellophane, stick it in the freezer, and you got banana ice cream.
Banana ice cream. I've had a lot of that, especially when I was on my diet, and it was really good.
That week back in 1970?
No, it was not that long ago. It was part of our diet.
I want to put down a challenge. I think the Winn-Dixie bananas last longer than the Walmart bananas.
Well, it depends on what kind of plastic they're made out of.
I don't know why, but...
Heather is a great lover of bananas, and she is first to tell you Walmart has the worst bananas
they go bad quick.
And they have no flavor. She looks for Dole and what's the other one?
I don't know about that, but I tell you what, I was in a Walmart on Schillinger's yesterday, and they had like a big old section of Hall's sausage.
There we go.
Bunch of whole sausage piled up there in that coffee case.
Hey, it's football season.
Huh?
Got to get to that. Got to get that on Dewey.
I'll tell you.
We have to take a break, guys.
All right. Well, give us a call at 343-0106. Or you can give us a text, and we'll see what happens on the Callahan's Irish Social Club text line.
Yes,
and
sir.
Here's a song to stick in your brain.
Girl, you know that there's one thing that I love, but it's not you I'm thinking of. I want the ultimate cheeseburger.
Break it down.
Cheese, meat, cheese, cheese, meat, and that's it. Baby, you know it's hot and juicy, cause Jack won't make it till you want a bit. I'm not lying, it's a giant, meant to satisfy.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
This is Billy Stitt with Billy's Small Batch Bacon, and I'm here from Old 27 Grill on the Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu.
Boop, 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 boop.
You got a caller, Mike.
Hey, we got a caller. Folks, we got something really good going on over in Daphne today, and we're going to bring up Chris Collin, who owns Guido's and My Cousin Vinny's, to tell us about it. Chris? What's going on, man?
What's up, Chris?
Well, first of all, I'm just getting out of the shower. Going in, I'm a little bit late, but I'm
glad this
wait a
isn't
minute,
Skype.
Wait a minute.
Glad this isn't Skype.
You got dressed before you got on the phone, right?
Look, I got a towel on. I'm looking at myself in the mirror. I'm sorry. Look,
TMI.
We're blowing it up for the Prodigy Pantry. Deanne Servos over there does an amazing job. She's got, like, I don't know how many people that come over there and volunteer on Tuesdays, and they distribute tons of food to disadvantaged individuals in Baldwin County. Up until recently, I wasn't aware of how many people were disadvantaged in Baldwin County. I'll be honest with you. We throw away a ton of food. Mm-hmm. On a daily and nightly basis at our restaurant. And if I could do something with that food, I would, but I can't. We're not allowed to.
Right. Just let me interject real quick, Chris. When my days at Mars Hill Cafe, which was a restaurant devoted to feeding the needy, all profit
right.
to it, the federal government makes it absolutely as impossible as they can for restaurants to donate their food to charity.
Bureaucrats.
Yeah.
So what we're trying to do, she has gotten together with us, and we have gotten together with her, and this is the first time we've done this. Hopefully it'll go over well. Unfortunately, I don't know how many people are going to show up, but I'm going to cook for, I think, probably 500 people. Not only is the band going to be great, we've got a three-piece band, and I've got two of my employees, Blake Nolte is a phenomenal saxophone player, and he's going to join in with the Bodie Trio. Mm. And then I've got another guy that's a pizza chef. Alex is phenomenal. He's got a master's degree in music, and he plays guitar. He's going to sit in. We got a five-piece band. This is going to be something awesome. All you got to do, bring in some canned goods. That's your entrance into the door. Then if you want to make a monetary donation to go to the Prodigy Pantry, you can do that. We've gotten 16 cases at this point of wine that have been donated to this function.
Mike just said dibs.
Yeah. I was just thinking that. You got his attention now.
Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu. I mean, come on, you guys are like rocking it. I listen. By the way, I want to shout out. I listen to you guys every Sunday on my way to work. Thank you. I hate going to work on Sunday. I mean, poaching eggs is like my nightmare.
I've been there.
Unless I'm doing it for, you know, a sweet something. Mm. And normally I'm not. Today I'm not.
Chris, I hate doing that poached egg brunch thing so much that I always gear my brunch menus to have sunny side eggs instead of poached. I always riff on it. I just hate it. I'd rather do a sunny side. It's easier. I don't have to deal with acidulated water. And
hey, how do you feel about pork belly?
I love
pork belly.
Let me tell you what I did last night.
All
my
right.
dad, my father, my dad's 83. All right, and you know we're struggling right now because mom passed away. But my dad brought me some watermelons, and I did an Asian slaw, right, with grilled watermelon, pan-seared pork belly, feta cheese, and balsamic vinaigrette on the top.
Wow,
like a glaze.
And that's a salad, Mike. A salad with pork.
Oh, you call it whatever you want.
I've had watermelon with
white. I'm going to have to tell my
crab.
Dad to bring me some more watermelon.
Well, Chris, real quick, just for our listeners,
yes.
If they want to come to your hoodle doings today, where, when, what do they need to know?
We're at Guido's Restaurant, 1709 Main Street, and the deal is from 5 until 9. The band's going to play 3 sets. We're doing spaghetti with meat and spaghetti without meat. All right, that's on the house, as well as the salad, the bread pudding, tea, and soft drinks. All we ask is that people bring in canned goods and donate the canned goods to the Prodigy Pantry. If they want to leave a monetary donation, of course, that will be accepted as well. 100% of the funds will be donated and given to the Prodigy Pantry.
Oh, that's
the wine, we're serving wine that has been donated to us at $5 a glass, which is $1.95 cheaper than what we normally sell our house wine. And this is good wine. This is wine that's been donated. Mike will know about the wine. we're talking Willamette. They say Willamette. Like,
Willamette.
Damn it.
It's like Willamette, damn it.
Willamette, damn it. See, I know. I mean,
I used to have a t-shirt that said that.
Yeah. So, 5 until 9, everybody come out and support. This is all going to the Prodigy Pantry. Deanne does a great job up at the it's amazing. It's amazing what they do. I cannot believe. I've been up there one or two times, and I never knew that these people locally were having such trouble, but we're going to do something. We're going to try to help.
Awesome. Absolutely. You know, and Chris, you and I being in the same business for so long.
Right.
There, you know, people talk about, and they're right, that a police officer, a fireman, those are noble professions, doctors, nurses. But people never mention us when they talk about noble professions. But can you think of anything more noble to do than to feed someone who's hungry? And we all have that spirit. You have it. I have it. I was at Panini Pete's at Ed's Seafood Shed yesterday, and he's telling me about something he's got coming up in a couple of weeks, you know, to feed the people. And I just want to thank you and everyone else in this industry that, at our hearts, we all started this business because we like to feed people. And
you know, I like to say that my mom was a Jewish mother. you know, because we all like to feed people. I mean, you and me both, we've got the same problem. You know, we want to help people and we want to make them eat. And this is just something. After my mother passed away, my dad talked to me, and he just said, we really need to do more. And you know what? That's what we're doing. We're going to try to do more.
Hey, Chris. So,
yes, sir.
I was going to say, I've got two things to say to you before you get away. One, you got a good voice for radio. You need to come on more often.
And I'll call you next time Mike's out.
And secondly, please, when we hang up, go put your clothes on.
I was about to say something, but I don't want to say it on air. look, I'll put my I'll put my clothes on. Hey, listen, you guys rock, all right? I'm not lying to you. I listen to you all the time.
Appreciate it,
man. With Mike and Stu.
Really appreciate it. Really
I appreciate think it. It's phenomenal. Y'all rock it like
we try,
no
man.
Business.
We just try. We're just two old guys, you know.
Just two old guys. We just like me.
One old guy, one middle-aged guy.
Hey, how about this? Let's get together and go over to see JT at Callahan sometime soon.
Let's do that.
Next time I get a Wednesday
night. I go every Wednesday
I'll
night.
I'll pick up the tab.
Oh, we're there.
Hey, we're there. Well, he lives right around the corner.
You just said the magic words.
I'm pick up the tab, right?
You going to wear your towel when you come over?
Son of a bitch, if I
I'll wear mine.
Don't blame me, all right?
I'll wear mine.
Oh, come on, Mike.
I won't wear mine. Nobody wants to see the scar.
All right, Chris. So this is today, right? Today at 5.
Y'all have a blessed day. I've actually got to get up and put on my clothes and go in and start making all the marinara sauce.
All right, man. All right, Chris. Have a great day, man. Thank
you. Love you guys.
Thanks for getting back.
Fantastic. All right, be good.
Super. All right, yeah. Folks, that's today at 5 o'clock, he said.
Guido's there.
Guido's there.
That section of Main Street, is that technically Old Town Daphne?
Yes, Old Town.
That's Old Town Daphne. Officially.
Yeah. Right next to Mancy's.
343-0106 or the Callahan's Irish Social Club text line. And a little home free for you.
There you go.
Midnight confessions. Whiskey therapy sessions. Buying drinks to buy some time beneath the stained glass neon lights while the bartender listens. As long as you're tipping, it's a place to heal and a place to hurt. After a long week of hell, it's like Sunday church. You'll hear dirty jokes and the gospel truth. Jukebox choir singing in a corner booth. We're here every week and bring your burdens, bring your pain. Everybody's welcome at the Church of the Dive Bar Saints.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Hi, I'm Chef Anthony Serrano, and I'm a Walmart food champ, and I'm listening to Sip and Chew.
Hey.
Hey, that's us. You're Mike, I'm Steve.
From the land of the squeaky
chairs. And I went to Walmart
chairs yesterday,
because I get some things from there. But I happen to notice.
We get a lot of things
well,
from
in
there.
Sims, my options are Walmart or Winn-Dixie.
Yeah.
Or I can go up to Georgetown. By the way, there's a Georgetown in Mobile County, if you didn't know about it.
I knew about it.
And go to Greer's.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't ever drive up that way. It's not on my
conducive.
My path. Yeah, go up there every now and then, and it's pretty quaint. It's a nice little place,
but
sure would like a. But I work at Fairhope Market, so it's not like there's a downside to this.
Yeah,
I mean, if I need a good Wagyu tomahawk ribeye,
there you go.
I just pop over to the meat section and get one. You know,
Wagyu
tomahawk ribeye, about like that. Wagyu beef, about $37.99.
Well, can you get Hall sausage products there?
Working on it. Bring it on in. We do have Kelly's from Baldwin County right there, and we use their bacon, which is very good bacon.
Because I noticed at Walmart, they had like a 5-6 foot section of nothing but Hall's products there.
Yeah, we are steadily localizing as much as we can in there.
Good for you.
It's been a good trek. We finally got this hot bar broken down into what our people want, what our customers want every day. And, folks, if you don't know, there's no better value in Baldwin County for lunch than the hot bar at Fairhope Market. And Mike can attest to this. You get a big old to-go box, $5.99, whatever you can squeeze in it.
There you go.
And I mean –
$5.99 a pound or $5.99 period?
For the box.
So can you squish your veggies to get more in?
You could, but most people don't because they'd like to be able to eat their stuff.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah.
But I mean, and if it's got a compartment for two sides and then a big compartment. But if you want us to put beans and okra in that same little compartment and then put macaroni and cheese in that other one, we'll do that too. You're just getting it in the box.
Stu, have you ever had a food named after you?
No.
Well,
garlic bologna? No, not me.
Okay.
Close.
An old sour.
You had one named after you?
Yeah, down at Bob's Diner.
Bob's Diner is a fantastic place. Why would they name something after you?
They have Bailey's Breakfast there.
Bailey's
and
Breakfast.
And it's a big old ribeye.
And a shot of whiskey.
And some eggs. What?
And a shot of
I went
whiskey.
In there yesterday, mm-hmm. and they textified me, mm-hmm. and they said, hey, we went ahead. We got so many people screaming and hollering for pancakes. Mm-hmm. So I went there and got me some pancakes, mm-hmm. and some bacon. And I was just going to – and my orange juice I always get.
Had he not been doing
– alcohol-free
orange
juice.
So you had a virgin screwdriver.
A virgin screwdriver or a virgin mimosa, son. Mm-hmm. But they were delicious. And then Ducky there, the chef, he mm-hmm. made his own Bailey's sauce to put. It's called Ducky sauce, mm-hmm. to put on the pancakes, and it was really good. It's some type of cream and Bailey's Irish cream in it.
Okay, because I had seen that and I went, mm-hmm. well, are they just putting that duck sauce, that sweet and sour sauce that you get at a cheap Chinese place? Because I thought, well, that's actually kind of cool.
Yeah.
It's basically a jelly,
but it was good. And I kept asking for more little syrups, and you know, they had little containers there.
Eventually
they
brought you a vat.
They brought me the whole bottle, and it was a gallon sized bottle of syrup, so I used about a third of it, and a block of butter. I love butter. And
really?
It's real butter. Real, I know you can't, it's hard to tell, isn't it? So, but no, our buddies down there at Bob's Big Time Bob's Downtown Diner. I don't know where that comes from. I slept good all night, too.
Alcohol amnesia?
No. But Bob's Downtown Diner, got it going on. And there was more people sitting outside than inside yesterday because it was kind of pleasant. Kind of pleasant.
Yeah, there was a breeze blowing yesterday morning.
Yeah.
It was okay. In the shade, it was nice.
Yeah, in the shade, it was okay. We went to OWI yesterday, mm-hmm. to ride the rides. In case you didn't know it, there's an amusement park, Mike, there, which is the reason to go to
OWI. I see
OWI.
It from the road, wishing
everything
I had time
else
to stop and ride the roller coaster.
Well, you've seen the roller coaster where you go straight mm-hmm. up.
Yeah.
And then come straight you. Down.
Yeah.
That roller coaster is no joke, y'all. I have ridden a number of the big-time coasters across the country, my favorite being one called Chang in Louisville, Kentucky, where you stand up.
I'd love to do that.
This was no joke of a roller coaster. It is the most intense roller coaster I think I've ridden so far.
Is this the one that just drops you?
Well, once you drop, uh-huh. then you do the regular roller coaster stuff. Big loops, flips sideways, a couple of zero gravity humps.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Man, it was intense. But the heat got me by the fourth or fifth ride.
Mm.
The combination of the heat and, you know, I had the lotion on my head, so I wasn't sweating properly. And the fourth ride was just all about inhale through the nose, exhale through the mouth, don't spew on the little girl.
Why don't you just wear a hat?
It's going to come off on a ride.
Well, yeah, on a roller coaster.
Yeah. I mean,
you got one in with the ear covers and it fastens underneath the chin.
Anything. They make you empty all your pockets before you get on these rides. They tell you if there's anything.
Where do you put it at?
They have little lockers right there, right? When you get on, get right back off.
I've seen it. I've seen people lose wallets.
Well, here's what's going to happen if you have the wallet in your pocket. It's going to come out, and they're not going to let you get it till the park closes at the end of the day. They don't stop the rides to get that stuff. Your phone just stays down there. Your wallet just stays there. Put it in the box. Wallet's that important to you, don't take it in. Leave it in your car. You can go back out, get your money, come back in, buy some Wahlburgers or whatever stuff you want to. We hit that arcade, too. That was a lot of fun.
I was wondering about
that. We killed that arcade. That was awesome. That was a lot of
fun. I've eaten at Wahlburgers. It's actually pretty doggone good.
They have a Space Invaders game there.
At the arcade?
At the arcade. Not the ones we played. Like that. You sit down and you've got the laser machine in your hand, and it's a 9-foot screen, and you've got aliens coming from all directions. It was really cool. It was sitting inside the Space Invaders.
See, stuff like that, all that gamer stuff come after my time.
Yeah. Well, I was the generation.
We went out in the woods and used real guns.
Yeah. Well, they frown on that.
Still discover the new
park.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they frown on real guns at an amusement park.
I heard.
Yeah. And, we had a blast, but the heat got to me towards the end of the day. I'm not a spring chicken anymore. And honestly, I never, ever felt nausea before the accident. In my entire life, I maybe felt nauseous two or three times. I had the nickname Iron Stomach since I was a little kid. I could eat tobacco, drink gas, nothing ever bothered me.
Mm-hmm.
Both of those happened, by the way. but, you know, after the accident and all of the stuff going on with the gastrointestinal system, nausea has just become a part of my life. And this was pretty intense, and I was just like, if I want to keep everything down. Because we stopped at Ed's Seafood Shed and did breakfast on the bay on the way out.
Which is a new addition, by the way.
Right. They did it, you know, to raise some money for some folks.
Some veterans rowing across the Atlantic.
And it went over really well, so now they do it every Saturday and Sunday, 8 a.m. to 11.
Like Pete said, nobody was doing breakfast on the causeway.
And there was a good crowd there, and them $2 mimosas, and they were not virgin. And Heather had the standard pancakes. I had the cornmeal flapjacks, which I just love. The cornmeal added into it makes them much crunchier than a standard pancake.
I agree. I do agree with that, yes.
Everything we had was just fantastic.
I do agree with that, yeah. I'd love a little bit of that in there.
Yeah, it was a terrific breakfast. We'll probably go back, but I'm thinking the next time I get a Saturday off, we're going to go see Wade Price at Serial Killer.
I haven't eaten there a while either. But
yeah. Well, we weren't sure if we were going to make it to Ed's before breakfast ended. Mm-hmm. We kind of took our time rolling out yesterday. And my thought was, you know, if it's close to 11, we'll just go on down.
How'd you get a Saturday off? You're in the restaurant business.
No, I'm in the grocery store
business. Yeah, that's right, you are. Yeah. How'd you get a Saturday off?
And weekends are not as intense as they are at restaurants. Friday nights are really kind of pleasant. It's like, wow, this is Friday night. There's five people in here. Okay, cool. We're leaving early on a Friday. What is this? What is this life I have found myself in?
Hey, fellas, can I go ahead and get this Gulf State Fair item
Absolutely.
In? And we'll be telling people more about this later on, but just wanted to give everybody a heads up. The Greater Gulf State Fair staff and board. And you said you're happy to hear, Stu, that they're calling themselves the Greater Gulf State Fair again. Anyhow, it's announced the first annual GCSF Community Pancake Breakfast. Somebody needs to turn something down.
Yeah, that was Mike.
I did.
You know it's Mike.
And
it's always
this
Mike.
Pancake Breakfast is going to happen on Saturday, October 19th, to take place from 7 to 11 that morning. For $2, guests will be served pancakes and syrup, sausage, and they don't say what brand, and their choice of beverage, but all proceeds will be donated to the Ronald McDonald House Charities of Mobile. And if you follow that, that's a most worthwhile cause. And they also added at the bottom of the letter that the fair returns to the grounds October 25th through November 3rd, and we'll be talking about that, of course, when that gets a little closer.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to give everybody a heads up next month. Plan to do the pancake breakfast out there.
And I'll say this about McDonald's. As much vitriol as they catch for their food, and deservedly so.
And screwing up orders.
Yeah. Well, it's a screwed up order no matter what you get because it's McDonald's. But Ronald McDonald House is one of the few national charities that I really get behind.
Yeah.
Most national charities are very corrupt. But that one does so much good for people.
I've done things in the past in the wine industry with them and helped do some fundraisers. And
a
very worthy cause.
There was one of the Ronald McDonald Houses was by Vanderbilt Medical Center in Nashville. So I got to see firsthand a lot of
that. Can you imagine having your child sick with cancer and you can't be by their side?
I can't imagine having a child. So
yeah.
I can only imagine how much worse it would get then. But we got a break.
Got to go to break.
343-0106 if you want to text us on that. Say it, Mike.
Callahan Social Irish Pub.
Yeah, and that's why we pay him the big bucks, y'all.
Say it fast three times.
But don't forget, folks, we also got our other supporters, which is the Bob's Downtown Diner.
Hall's
and
Sausage.
Hall's
Love that on Dewey. I need some, Deborah. Happy birthday, by the way, Deborah.
Oh, yeah, happy birthday, Deborah. Yes, yeah. I sent her a birthday wish last night.
Yeah.
So.
Let's break.
Love To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Hi, I'm Lauren Murphy, singer-songwriter, based out of Fairhope, Alabama. My website is laurenmurphymusic.com. I play with a local band called The Psychedelics, and you can check me out and come hang with us soon. You are listening to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu.
Ah, the Fairhope Songbird.
We've had her right here.
Mm-hmm. In this her guitar. Right where I'm sitting.
Yeah. Singing.
So, the listening room of Mobile, they have a show coming up in October, I believe, that is a can't miss. My 17-year-old niece, Ruthie Harper, is headlining her first show.
Cool.
Headlining her first show. She sat in with Professor Hill's Think Experiment or whatever Stevie and Ben Harper call this little acoustic thing they do, and just wowed everybody. And they signed her to her own night.
Cool. What does she do or play?
She's a singer. She plays ukulele and violin and guitar. Her father is a music instructor. If you name it, she can play it. And her brother Liam's the same way, but he's decided he'd rather be an oysterman and work on airplanes than be a musician.
Probably more money.
More dependable money, yeah.
Hey, when you said ukulele, Bill Finch got excited. Can she do a Tiny Tim's Tiptoe Through the Tulips?
I thought of that, too.
That's his favorite song. He insists that we play it.
I saw it live on Johnny Carson. I saw him and Miss, what's her name,
get married
on Johnny Carson that night.
Well, so. We got a caller.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got John from Fish River. John, I am going to attempt. Not a promise. I'm going to attempt some tandoori chicken today at the market.
And, John, I'm going to be back in the back squeaking my chair.
Good, Charlie. You're about to drive me crazy with that chair. Sound like a sinking ship.
We don't even
That's
hear.
Not a
hear?
Chair, yes. John. That's Mike's joints.
That's Charlie's joints.
Yeah. Man, this show's getting nasty. I mean, you're talking about guys walking around in towels, half naked, just getting out of the shower, and Stu rubs his head down oil.
It's ratings month.
That's right. We're going for the big numbers.
We're going for the ratings.
you have arrived.
That's right. We get ramped up for August Sweet Month in September.
It's called porn food. Food porn.
What's on your mind, John?
I'm sorry I couldn't make it yesterday.
Market earlier. You know, I was in there. I don't mean to sound like a promo or an ad, but I couldn't believe what I got for a certain amount. I got a plate full of fried shrimp. I got some fried red snapper. And try to remember what else I got.
Well, it was a lot of fried stuff, though. That's good for you, isn't it?
Well, not the fried, no. I know that, but I couldn't turn it down. Just couldn't turn it down.
And, you know, the fried seafood is about to get a little twist here. Tyler Flowers, who's the majority owner, is the grandson of Max's Wheelhouse fame. And I got to make their famous tartar sauce. And after I made it, Tyler was like, I forgot to tell you, you're supposed to puree all those vegetables down. So it's a little chunky this time. Y'all forgive me. I'll get it right next time.
Are you talking about Max's Wheelhouse was out in Brighton?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That was a long time ago. I remember that place.
That's a good place, too. But we're fixing to bring their fish batter, too. Their specially made fish batter. Tyler's digging up all the old recipes from Max's. And so we got the tartar sauce. We're going to have the fish batter. Man, it's just going to be fine eating. Because I have heard stories.
You could have stopped by on your way to Owa or back from Owa. We have boiled shrimp, corn.
Yeah, I'm sorry I missed it, man.
Potatoes and banana pudding.
But did you have Bohemian Recipe garlic beef jerky?
I've had that before, yeah. Because
that's really good, isn't it? That is a really good beef jerky.
Yeah, pretty good, yeah.
Mike, this gas station.
By the way, that's a virgin drink you hear clinking.
Yeah, that's sweet tea. Yeah, that's Alabama table wine.
Mm-hmm. One thing we're going to have to try, Stu, is I'd mentioned to you a pineapple banana pudding.
Mm-hmm.
How does that sound?
Boy, it sounds wonderful.
A little bit of coconut flakes across the top.
I thought about the coconut flakes too, but we're going to have to put a little French whipped cream on top of it.
Big Time Diner does something very similar that they call paradise pie. So if you ever find yourself in Theodore and your blood sugar drops, pop in and see them. It is phenomenal. Mike just stared me down like there's a pie I haven't eaten in Mobile County. But yeah,
I thought the buttermilk pie was the last one there was out there.
Oh, no. Yeah.
I never tried it.
Yeah, but as soon as you mentioned the pineapple with the banana, I had already been thinking about how can I riff that paradise pie? Mm-hmm. But and then he gave it to me. Just throw some pineapples in your banana pudding, throw some coconut flakes.
There you go.
You know, I don't think anybody in Fairhope sells buttermilk pie.
Won't you go see Patty Clark at Warehouse?
Well, the only buttermilk pie I know of that comes from Conecuh Sausage up there in Evergreen.
We go to Boggy right there. Boggy's right there on 98.
On 98.
East of the Fowl River. East of Fowl
River.
Fish River. I'm sorry. I'm getting all my stuff mixed up.
The river and down from me. Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know they were still open.
Yeah. Great food. Great buffet. Chicken's great. Fried chicken's great.
What is that noise?
Yeah, and now your chair's squeaking, mister.
I think it's your chair, John.
Your chair's squeaking.
No, mine's stationary.
Now, you ought to see his place, how it's grown and expanded. He's that place, it's really cool how big it's gotten. Hey, and I saw one of those heaters on Facebook Marketplace, and they wanted like $450 for it. You know, like
the potbelly stove.
Yeah, potbelly stoves. Yeah,
my price was so much better though.
Mike wants to put one on his deck at his apartment.
Can't blame him.
Well, I won't ever get to use it because it never gets cold enough.
That's true.
I don't think so, anyway. So.
I saw a post on Facebook the other day, John, where somebody's like, "Please, no, don't let winter be here already." I'm like, "We don't have winter here. It doesn't happen
not hardly
here.
Anymore."
Yeah, we have an extended hardly. Fall. And an extended spring and a super extended summer. And we get, what did we have last year? Six nights, not days, where it barely touched freezing.
Yeah.
That's not winter, y'all.
Yeah.
That's fall weather.
Amazing. We're just going through a phase.
Yeah.
We're just going through a phase.
Four seasons here. We have cold, hot, hotter, and hurricane. That's our four seasons down here.
We've got football. Football.
Yeah, football season.
And Cruton. Cruton's a season.
That's it. That's right.
All right,
man. We gotta talk about some people here. John had a great time last Saturday, man. Roll Tide.
All right, take care.
And War Eagle.
Provolone, John. By the way, since you said that, I got a message for the Roll Tide Nation.
What's that?
Be very afraid. Southern Miss is coming to Tuscaloosa next Saturday.
Oh, you see me yawning, don't you?
After that stunning 5-point win over Troy
yesterday. As Jeff Bauer said when he was at Southern Mississippi, listen, when you go to Tuscaloosa, you know you're playing two different games, two different teams. Mm-hmm. One wears red and white, one wears black.
Let's try to get Tyler on real quick.
Yeah, black and blue. We only got a half a minute.
Okay. Let's get Tyler. Good morning, Tyler.
You're not here to fire me, are you, Tyler?
Uh-oh, Tyler's gone.
Ah, okay.
Sorry right. about that, but we've got
there.
A
he's now he's
here.
Back. Yeah, here he comes.
Well, we don't really have time.
Well, folks, get out there, support local, be local by local. Go support our supporters.
Yeah.
Hall Sausage, Bob's Big Time, Bob's Downtown Diner.
Good gosh,
and Callahan's.
You would think if they named something after you, you could get the name.
Write it on your hand, Mike.
Yeah,
and go get order that Bailey's. That Bailey's breakfast.
And come see me at Fairhope Market, y'all.
Serve some reheated Salisbury steak with a little slice of love. I got no clue what the chicken pot pie is made of. Just know everything's doing fine down here in Lunch Lane.